Paperback Bromance is brought to you by Dr. Lovejoy's Maine Made Elixirs, the low-dose way to unwind your day.
Nobody else stepped up.
Right?
It was just you.
Yeah. Well, you asked me for help, so I helped you.
And you were like, I got a truck.
I got a truck.
I got. Remember when we almost dumped the fryer?
Oh, God.
Which time?
When we were driving away from a Gonna Cook Market in Dad's truck.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we almost fucking dumped it. Like it was a.
It was tipping. We didn't tie it down.
And I'm like, Matt, why aren't you? I'm better at tying knots. He's like, I'm a sand navy guy or some shit.
Dirt sailor. Dirt sailor. Then we like, all right,
to build a frame to hold it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
We fixed it though. Mm-hmm. We didn't lose it.
We didn't.
But it also almost fell off that cart a couple times while we were moving it. Remember your mom was freaking out and she's just like, you guys are going to need more people to
move that. I think we asked her to leave.
Yeah.
She was there?
At one point. She stopped in to like.
Yeah, she was there at one point.
Oh,
she had stopped in to see how we were doing.
I remember like helping in the attic and I just said to Carla, like, I'm one of those people, you just tell me what to do and I will do it. So good.
Yeah.
I just get too overwhelmed. So just tell me what to grab and I'll grab it, bring it out or whatever. And she figured it out. Like she figured out that that's how I function. And I'm like,
So we had that hand cart.
Yeah.
And we had the thing like centered on it because it's, you know, it wouldn't. That was a square. Hand cart is a much smaller rectangle. And it's like wobbling.
Oh, the dolly?
Wobbling. Yeah, the dolly.
Oh, the little dolly that was for my dad.
Yeah. That your dad says wasn't his, but it definitely wasn't mine.
So it was definitely his.
It was either his or the movers that moved me into that apartment and they just left it behind.
The appliance dolly.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's how we moved the fryer. Now I remember.
Yeah. We almost dumped it a couple times with that.
Oh, dear.
And then we almost lost it out of the truck.
Yeah.
And the lift gate was a whole fucking fiasco.
We couldn't figure that. And then we realized that we just had to really like reap on it.
Yeah.
And then it opened up just fine.
We don't have those plumbing arms that your dad does.
God damn. The dude is ridiculously strong.
Yeah. Even with the arthritis.
Yeah.
I don't want to arm wrestle him.
Nope.
At 71 now?
No, he'd throw my ass across the room.
Yeah. Yeah, he's.
You might stand a bit of chance because you're like 2 inches taller than he is.
I got some reach, and I fight dirty. But he was also a merchant marine, so you know he's got those.
He's got those rope hands and
the plumbing hands. Right. Oh yeah,
dude. The stories he would tell about like having to fix the boilers, and he's like, I have to drop a 2x12 down on the line, and then I have to make it back before it burns up.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. Crazy stories.
How do we want to open this? We're doing it with Dr. Lovejoy's?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll kick it off. I'm not doing the wine pour button anymore because the editing software doesn't like it.
Okay.
So I have a button on my computer that adds that.
Does it for you. So okay. Dope.
So I'm going to fire this off with your intro again, theme song, then I'll welcome the Paperback Romance, and then I'll say brought to you by Dr. Lovejoy's, then I'll ask you guys how you're doing.
Do we want to re-record the intro so it sounds a little clearer? Or are you guys okay with it? Because it sounds like when I say we read romance novels, it says like, it almost sounds like bromance novels.
I mean, that's kind of.
Okay.
That's fine.
No, I think it sounds fine. Okay. I don't know.
No, I just wanted to touch base with you guys.
I haven't had any issues with it. I haven't heard any.
Perfect. I think today, since it's the three of us and we were just talking to my mom, I think it would be funny to record like about our moms, how they all don't do the weed, but they all love the elixir.
We can do a live read for our mid-break ad.
A live read for the mid-break ad. Do you want me to write something out?
I mean, we can pause when we get to the mid-break and then we can type it out. We don't have to write it right now.
No. Not right now.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the episode going. All right. But sure.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
I just think it.
Right,
I
but we're
just
opening
was,
with, yeah. Okay.
We're going to open as usual.
Got it.
I'll do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't
also, I've been recording this whole time since we've been telling stupid stories for some behind the scenes nonsense.
Really?
Really?
Shocker.
sneaky. So say hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
We're again going to wonder how Matt is sitting here in a fucking tank top when it's 40 degrees. We have two heaters running, and Phoebe and I are in winter hats, handmade gloves. Matt, how do you like the colors?
Yeah. Those are great. Beautiful.
I think.
Yeah, you look like a.
Anne Rundquist originals.
Oh yeah, she makes them.
Inside, they're so thick.
Check the inside.
Are they? They They're double lined. I'm jealous.
Oh, yeah. And the inside is teal.
You guys getting off the rails.
Yeah, well, you know.
About knitting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a theme? Oh, that's a theme. And that was a theme in the fucking, the Christmas book that Christmas did.
Oh, yeah.
She was a knitter.
Oh,
and he learned that. Anyway, we're not going to ruin that. Nope.
This is all going to end up on TikTok.
Love it.
Okay.
TikTok.
Yeah, something. TikTok. That's a new app, actually, if you want to check that out.
Book talk.
No, it's not. I'm good.
It up. I made that one up. But though, we should copyright that and produce it.
Let's roll it, Matthew.
Yeah, okay.